Well, how are you guys today? So I have something to show you here. Let's see if I can get it out. This is a calendar. This is a calendar that I have, and it's really neat. Every day, there's a different animal here. This is a wolf. These are days that I already went by. Frog, penguin, see that? Every day, there's a different animal. And there's a seal. And it's kind of neat, but on the weekend, it has an explanation for Monday's animal. On Saturday and Sunday, it doesn't have an animal. It just has an explanation for Monday's animal. Well, when I saw Monday, this is what I saw. Do you know what this animal is? What is it?
Baboon.
Baboon, that's close.
Oh.
What is it?
No, it's
not a tamarin. It's in that same family. It's a monkey, but it's a special kind of monkey. Can you see what's on this monkey? Yeah, there's snow on this monkey. It's a special monkey that lives where it's really cold, because most of the monkeys, they're like us. They don't like to live where it's cold. Well, because this was Monday's animal, I had Saturday and Sunday to explain it, right? Saturday and Sunday explains Monday's animal. This is what it says. It says, known for their hairless red faces, Japanese snow monkeys are the most northern living primates next to humans. They inhabit the islands of Japan and are highly adaptable to the cold, a handy trait as the northernmost islands are snowbound for a third of the year. So these guys only live in Japan, the northern part of Japan. And that's kind of a coincidence, huh? The people that put this calendar together, there was something that happened in Japan just around last weekend. What was it?
A 9.0 magnitude.
Wow, 9.0, and a tsunami. Really big, big event. So they're over there suffering right now. What?
And their nuclear.
Yeah, then they have the nuclear scare too, right? So there's a lot going on over there, and you know. What are happening to the red monkeys over there?
They're dying.
Well, you know what? We don't hear a lot about the monkeys, but you know, I think the monkeys are okay. You know why I think they're okay? God is with them. You know what it says in the Bible? It says, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. So who's taking care of the monkeys? God, who's taking care of the people over there? Because they're having a bad time. God's taking care of the people too. What about the children over there? Who's taking care of the children? God's taking care of the children too. You know what it says? It says, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So God's taking care of the monkeys, but he's also taking care of the people, right? And it also says in the Bible, it says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. So who's taking care of the children? God's taking care of the children too. Their moms and dads are too. But is there something that we can do maybe for the children over there? What do you think we could do?
Donate.
Yeah, we can donate. What else? Yeah, we can send care packages. But you know what else we can do that we can do right tonight? That's right, we can pray. How many of you pray every day? And, you know, what kind of things can we pray for? That they'll be warm? That they'll have food? Yeah, that he'll comfort them? That they'll be able to laugh and play again, right? And that their smiles will bring joy to other people? And that they'll know that God loves them, right? So what I did is I put those down for every day. For this next week, we can pray for something different for the children over there in Japan, okay? And I put them on these little scrolls, so you're going to come get a scroll afterwards, okay? And the other thing is that you know what the children in Japan, you know what they like to do? They like to play, yeah. They do something called origami. Have you guys heard of that? You've done that? Well, one thing they like to make are like little boats and cranes. So to help you remember to pray for them this week, you can come up and you can take a boat or a crane, which one you want, okay? Pick the colors you want, and that'll help you remember them to pray for them this week, okay? But right now, let's bow our heads and let's say a prayer, okay? Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for watching over all the animals in the fields and the mountains. And Lord, we thank you so much for being with the people. And we ask that you be with the people in Japan, especially those who are hurting, especially those that are fearful. Lord, that you will bring them knowledge that you are taking care of them and that you will bring them through this and that you are God and you love all of us. We thank you so much. Amen. Okay. And be sure to get a scroll, and then you're going to take the baskets and collect the offering, okay? And, yeah, you guys can take a boat and a crane if you want. And make sure you get a scroll and a basket. And okay, you guys got it? Yeah, okay. There's more scrolls here, so I'm going to set it with one of the kids, and if anybody wants one, you just... There's plenty here, so can you take this? Yeah, take it and pass it out to people.